Soros linked mass migration lobby, U.S. must open borders to Ukraine refugees. By John Binder on February 24, 2022. The mass migration lobby, with financial ties to billionaire George Soros, is using Russia's invasion of Ukraine to demand the United States open its borders to refugees from across Eastern Europe. Even as President Joe Biden's administration has resettled nearly 75,000 Afghans across American communities in the last 6 months, many of whom were not properly vetted and cannot be located, mass migration groups who have a financial stake in refugee resettlement say the U.S. ought to immediately begin refugee flows from Ukraine. The U.S. can also lead by example and live up to its highest ideals in welcoming more refugees fleeing violent conflict, including from Ukraine. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, LIRS, President Krishnamurthy said in a statement. The refugee resettlement system is precisely how we protect vulnerable populations, whether they are from Afghanistan or Ukraine. The Biden administration's increase of the refugee ceiling to 125,000 coupled with low refugee arrivals to date means there is ample room to welcome Ukrainians in search of safety. The administration must rebuild and streamline the refugee program's processing capacity to prepare for this new humanitarian emergency, emphasis added. Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies, referenced the phrase popularized by former President Obama's chief of staff Rahm Emanuel, which encompassed the administration's goal of using various crises to enact policies. Never let a crisis go to waste, Krikorian wrote. The Council on National Security and Immigration and the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, Clinic, are pleading with Biden to provide Ukrainians in the U.S. with temporary protection status, TPS, to ensure they cannot be deported. Clinic has taken millions from Soros in the last two decades. Today, as the world watches with deep sorrow and concern over the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Clinic calls on the Biden-Harris administration to extend an immediate 18-month designation of temporary protected status for Ukraine, Clinic executives said in a statement. The latest Associated Press NORC poll reveals that just 26% of Americans want the U.S. to have a major role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Meanwhile, 72% said the U.S. should have a minor role or no role at all. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee, and within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.